Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And of course, I am the Anita of Travel Bags with Anita and Olivia. So she and I are trying to help you guys figure out where to go.
Yes, and it was great to learn about something going on the other side of the country, but now we're looking to go local.
Very, very local. And we're talking about right up to Dahlonega. I love going to Dahlonega. It's like right up the road, and there's so much to do there. Going up in the mountains, I always consider it.
It is. It's an easy trip, and it's beautiful up there, and there's a lot of exciting things going on in the spring season.
There is a lot going on, and one thing in particular, I had to bring someone on to share this with you guys, because I didn't know all the details about it, but he does, and that's David Zonker, the Tourism Director of Dahlonega Lumpkin County Chamber and Visitor Center. So, David, welcome to the show.
Well, it's absolutely my pleasure to be on. And hello, Anita, and hello, Olivia. I can't wait to tell you about what's going on in Dahlonega this spring. It's just a really exciting time of year.
Well, I heard you have something going on called the Bear on the Square. Now, that is a very, very unusual name. So can you tell us a little bit about Bear on the Square? Are we going to see a bear if we come up
there?
Sure.
Sure. Well, it was every story, of course, in the North Georgia Mountains, everything has a story, has a backstory, and there is a backstory to why this particular very special event is called Bear on the Square. It was 22 years ago when folks in this community were looking to put together an old-fashioned music event, and they were talking about how it was going to come together, what it was going to look like, but they didn't have a name. And then one springtime day, two bear cubs came out of the woods, separate from their mother, and one of them climbed a tree, and there was much havoc and excitement, and it actually brought people out of the stores, and people shut down. Even people that were conducting a massage left the people on the table and just came out into the square and took a look at these bear cubs, and then eventually the mother showed up. But the bear cub that climbed the tree gave people an idea that perhaps this event could be called Bear on the Square. And that's how that's the shortened version of how that all came together. But for 22 years now, this has been one of the most popular and exciting and really just flat out fun events, music events in the Southeast. And it attracts somewhere in the neighborhood of about 35,000-40,000 people every year.
That is fantastic. And it's right up the road from us. But now you said that this festival celebrates the mountain culture. So what could a visitor kind of expect to see? Can you break it down a little bit for us and tell us what we're going to see and what can we do during the festival?
Well, mostly it's about music. It's a two-day festival, but it really kicks off on Friday night. And this is April 21st and 22nd this year. And like I say, it's the 22nd annual event, and it's just a lot of fun. The music, though, is the centerpiece, and a lot of regional bands, even some notable national bands, come into Dahlonega and perform. And there's a large tent just off the square, just not even a block off the square. But what's exciting and what's fun is that there are pop-up jams that take place around the square and seminars where people can actually hone their craft. So you're really encouraged to bring your instrument if you play one. And if your instrument is your voice, bring that. And it's really great fun, and the music is nonstop from Saturday morning through late afternoon on Sunday afternoon. But it really is kind of kicked off on Friday night with an auction. And like I say, some pop-up jams. People will just sort of drift around the square, find a spot to locate, bring a couple of friends together, and you can hear music throughout all of downtown, which indicates to you that there's something special about to take place on that weekend.
Absolutely. But what about things like storytelling? Because when I think about mountain culture, I definitely think about storytelling.
Not only that, storytelling, that takes place over in Hancock Park, which is just adjacent to that tent that I was talking about, right behind the square. We've also got juried artists. There's an artist marketplace with vendor booths selling pottery and arts and crafts and things like that. Workshops, seminars, workshops, learning how to yodel, learning how to play banjo. And the storytelling takes place, at the Bandshell at Hancock Park. And it's all of this, by the way, is free and open to the public. It doesn't cost a thing. You just come to downtown Dahlonega, and you will hear the music, and you'll be drawn in every particular direction. We also have dance team performances. We've got old-time mountain dances, and there's a kids' zone for the kids. So there's something for every age category and every interest. And there's just it's nonstop. It's fun. It's exciting. It's It's relaxing. And one of the things absolutely not to be missed, just, and I've been here for long enough to know, and that is something called the Gospel Jam on Sunday morning. It takes place at 11 o'clock in the morning. It is not a religious ceremony, but it's almost a religious experience, because it starts with a bagpiper who walks down the middle of the tent and to the strains of Amazing Grace, and it's absolutely stirring. It will really get your heart pumping. And to assure yourself a seat, I would advise that people get there before 10 o'clock. It fills up. Even a couple of years ago when we had steady rain, and I thought that not a lot of people were going to show up, it was packed.
Wow.
So it's really fun, and what it does is it brings a lot of the performers from the entire weekend together to show off what they do on stage together. And it's a real collaborative event.
Well, that sounds fantastic. I mean, Olivia, that sounds like one that we need to go and check out.
It sounds like something you can't miss, and, you know, you might be able to jump on that opportunity if you're staying there in the area and just make a whole weekend out of the event. So are there some ideal places to stay in Dahlonega?
Dahlonega is known for its charm and its welcoming nature, and for the variety of lodging options that we have here, everything from B&Bs to boutique hotels, cabins, campsites, and of course traditional hotels. But being adjacent to or close to the downtown square is really where you want to be, and we've got a number of lodging properties within walking distance of the square and Bear on the Square. So there are a lot of options. If you go to dahlonega.org, we have a listing of all of our lodging properties, and you can kind of take a peek at what you'd like. And nothing is too far out. Even places, for example, like Mountain Laurel Creek Inn and Spa, for example, is only about 7 miles out of town. Long Mountain Lodge, another beautiful bed and breakfast with the best waffles you've ever tasted in your entire life, is only about 5 to 7 miles out of town. So everything is within close proximity, easy access, and it's beautiful. This time of year, with springtime in full bloom, it is an absolutely gorgeous time of year to be in Dahlonega.
Now, David, could you give the dates again? Make sure everyone got those.
Sure. The dates are, like I say, it kind of kicks off with Friday night, the 20th, April 20th, but all the music and the events that I was talking about take place on Saturday the 21st and Sunday the 22nd of April.
And there's a live and a silent auction and things like that, too, that people can participate in, so they need to make sure that, as Olivia said, maybe just make a whole weekend out of it.
That's the best advice I can give, is to make sure that you know, rather than going back and forth, just go ahead and kind of become part of the culture. it's wonderful to be absorbed into Dahlonega and the ambiance of Dahlonega and what Dahlonega has to offer. And the best way to do that is to stay overnight here and make it a weekend, or make it an extended weekend. Come on in on a Thursday and explore some of our wineries, for example, or enjoy some of our wine tasting rooms. We are the wine tasting room capital of Georgia, and we've got 6 wineries, all very, very different, but all somewhat unique, and they offer everything from California casual to Tuscany-style villas to North Georgia rustic. It's just a wonderful experience. That plus we've got a distillery, we've got a meadery where they make wine from honey, and we've also got just a lot of wonderful places to explore, including, of course, our gold heritage. Dahlonega is very much a historic. It has heritage, and it all relates back to the discovery of gold in the early 1800s.
I know there's so much of that history there, and if you're up for a Bear on the Square, you can certainly check those things out, too. Now, the website is bearonthesquare.org, is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
And then for Dahlonega itself is dahlonega.org. So you guys have both of those website addresses, so check it out. And go up and give David a visit and check out Bear on the Square. This sounds fantastic. So you may see Olivia and I up there, David.
Well, make sure that you're here, and make sure you let me know that you're going to be here. I would love to meet with you and give you the VIP tour and show you all the things that are so wonderful about Dahlonega and Lumpkin County. It's a tremendous place, and it's so close, obviously, to where you are, but still, it feels like a world away. And so if you take the time and really do a little bit of escapism,
right.
you can experience Dahlonega and Lumpkin for all the things that are so wonderful about it.
That's right. That's right. So thank you so much, David. We appreciate having you on the show today. And today's show, of course, is brought to you by the Sapporo Island Beach Vacations. And we'll be back in a few minutes here on Travel Bags with Anita. Hello.